In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Of all the passages in all of Scripture, we have now landed on my all-time favorite. This is, out of all the passages in all the Bible, this is the one my faith is founded on. And in times such as the ones we find ourselves living in, I think it's more and more important to remember who's on our side. God has you. God has us. And it doesn't matter what fire you've walked through, what storm you've weathered, what catastrophe you've overcome. God's got you. God's got this, and it all works out according to God's plan. In Paul's words to the Romans, when he says, what then are we to say about these things? It's everything else we've talked about this month. It's that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. It's that we are beloved children of God. It's that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. What are we supposed to say about that? What are we supposed to say about that? And Paul sums it up like this: if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, if God has our back, if God is holding us in the palm of God's hand, like we are promised in our baptism, then who can be against us? That's not to say there aren't people who won't try. Amen? It's not to say that there are not people and forces in this world who will not try to be against you, to fight you, to be that niggling little noise in your ear that says, you can't do it. You're not who you think you are. You're not strong enough. That's not God. Hear me again. That's not God. If God is for us, who can be against us? And he gives us that laundry list. He says, no, in all of these things, than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, present, future, nor powers, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I don't hold those words as true because I believe that nothing bad will ever happen. I've lived too much to know that bad things happen. I know full well that bad things happen to good people. I know full well, and possibly better than most people should, that sometimes you can dot your I's and cross your T's and walk the line, and it's still doesn't go right. But I also know this, that the Son of God, God in human form, my Creator who took on human flesh and came and dwelt amongst us, died for my sins. I'm worthy enough of that. You're worthy enough of that sacrifice. I know that when I was baptized in 1989 and the pastor spoke the words over me and said, Christina Louise, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In 2000, when I became a communicant member of the church and I answered the question, who is your Lord and Savior? Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. 2 years ago tomorrow, when the words were pronounced, Christina Louise Jensen, you are an ordained minister of the word and sacrament. Let all you do be done in love. I know. There ain't nothing, not a thing that can stand between me and the love my God has for me. And because I know it for myself, I know it for each of you as well. There is nothing, no matter how hard this world may try, no matter how many divisions might try to happen amongst the mess that is this earth, nothing can separate any one of us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I've said it before, I'll say it again until I'm blue in the face. The things that unite us are more important and stronger and longer lasting than the things that divide us. If we could be better about naming just how connected we are, maybe then peace could come and rule in our time. You're all called. On this Reformation Sunday, we believe that we're all called to be the bearers of the light, the speakers of truth, the living embodiment of what God would want for his earth. The gospel lives in you. It is not yours to hoard. It is our responsibility to share it. And when the voices of the world come whispering in and say, you're not good enough, your God's not that cool. When the voices of the world say, what I have is better than what your God can give you, recognize the devil for who he is. Boy, doesn't that sound like Jesus in the wilderness. If you proclaim me as Lord and Savior, we'll turn these stones into bread because I know you're hungry. If you proclaim me as the one in charge and cast yourself off from the pinnacle and jump, you know he's going to save you. Get behind me, Satan. My God's bigger than you. Get behind me, Satan. I know who I am and whose I am. Get behind me, Satan. There ain't nothing, you included, that can separate me from God. God called me. God claimed me. God knows my name. God knows your name. God's known your name since before time began. Own it. Own it. Who can be against us? Nobody. Why? Because the big somebody is for us. Who can condemn us? Nobody. Why? Because Jesus already paid the price and then laughed in the face of death. Who are you and whose are you? I am God's beloved child, and I know I am deeply, deeply loved. What are we to say to all of these things? I know who I am. I know whose I am. And I know who I answer to. I belong to God. Amen.